Yo, what's up, fam? Whitey Hart here, your daily dose of self-care reality check. We're not talking bubble baths and scented candles here. This is about leveling up your life, one badass ritual at a time. Let's be real, Gen Z, life can feel like an endless TikTok scroll, right? One minute you're crushing it, the next, you're staring down a pile of unfinished assignments and a notification from your ex. It's enough to make even the most chill among us want to scream into the void. But listen up, because today, we're talking about building resilience, that mental armor you need to bounce back from the inevitable curveballs life throws at you. Think of it as upgrading your emotional operating system. Now, before you roll your eyes and hit the next episode button, hear me out. Building resilience isn't about becoming some stoic superhero who never feels anything. It's about learning to navigate those messy emotions, those moments when you feel like you're drowning in a sea of stress and anxiety. So, let's break down these 5 key takeaways that will have you feeling like the ultimate boss even when life throws shade your way. First up, practice radical self-acceptance. We live in a world obsessed with perfection, but guess what? It's a freaking illusion. You are perfectly imperfect, and that's okay. Embrace your flaws, your quirks, the things that make you, well, you. Think of it like this: every scar tells a story, every mistake is a lesson learned. Second, cultivate a growth mindset. Ever heard that saying, it's not about how many times you fall down, it's about how many times you get back up? Yeah, that's the golden rule of resilience. See challenges as opportunities to learn and grow, not as roadblocks on your path. Remember, your brain is like a muscle, the more you use it, the stronger it gets. Third, build a support system. We're not meant to go through this roller coaster alone. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who have your back, who get you even when you don't get yourself. Think of it as your own personal squad, those ride or dies who will be there for you through thick and thin. 4. Prioritize self-care, but like, actually prioritize it. This isn't just about bubble baths and avocado toast, although those are pretty great too. It's about making time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Read that book you've been putting off, go for a walk in nature, dance like nobody's watching, whatever makes you feel good. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Finally, practice gratitude. It sounds cheesy, but trust me on this one. Taking the time to appreciate the good things in your life, even the small ones, can seriously shift your perspective and boost your resilience. Think about all the amazing people you have in your life, the opportunities you've been given, the lessons you've learned. There's a lot to be grateful for. Okay, picture this. You're staring down that looming exam deadline, you haven't slept in days, and your social media feed is basically a highlight reel of everyone else's perfect lives. Sound familiar? You feel overwhelmed, stressed out, like you're about to implode. This is where resilience comes in. Take a deep breath, remember all those things we just talked about: self-acceptance, growth mindset, your amazing support system, that self-care routine you've been crushing, and the gratitude journal you religiously fill each night. Now channel that inner badass. Break down that exam into manageable chunks, reach out to a friend for a study session or at least a virtual hug, take a quick walk to clear your head, and remind yourself that this is just one hurdle, not your entire journey. You got this. Listen up, because this is the mic drop moment. Building resilience isn't about being invincible, it's about being adaptable, learning from your experiences, and showing up even when things get tough. So ditch the fake it till you make it mentality, embrace your vulnerability, and remember that you are stronger than you think. Alright, Gen Z warriors, time to put this into action. Share your biggest resilience wins in the comments, tag me in your #selfcarerxmoments on TikTok, or DM me with your questions. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to follow, rate, and subscribe. Let's make Self-Care RX the go-to podcast for all things mental wellness. Peace out, and remember, you are freaking amazing.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.